Number 49. Mr. Hall was a rich businessman and lived in a big house beside a beautiful river. Now this river usually froze over in winter, and one year it did this very early, so that by Christmas time it was covered with really thick ice. One could walk across it easily, and some brave people had even crossed it in motor cars with chains on their wheels. The sight of this ice gave Mr. Hall an idea. He decided to have a big Christmas party on the ice. He would have all the furniture and carpets in his living room carried out onto the ice. He would have pretty colored lights hung all around, and they would have a wonderful party. So he sent out invitations to all his important friends. And on Christmas Day, they all began to arrive at his house and then go down onto the ice. They were all in very good spirits and thought that it had been a wonderful idea of Mr. Hall's to have a party on the ice, surrounded by the beautiful scenery of that part of the country, but at the same time with all the comforts of armchairs, carpets, servants, good food, and plenty of drinks. The party went on until late at night, and as the last guests said their merry goodbyes, Mr. Hall congratulated himself on a very successful party. He had drunk rather a lot during the day, so he didn't wake up very early the next morning. In fact, it was nearly midday before he got up and looked out of the window at the scene of the previous day's party. What he saw there made him wonder whether he was still asleep and dreaming. He closed his eyes, opened them again, but there was no mistake. The ice had broken up during the night or in the early hours of the morning and had carried all his living room furniture, carpets, and colored lights out to sea with it.
One. What was Mr. Hall's job? Two. Where did he live? 3. What was the river covered with one year? 4. How had some brave people crossed the river? 5. What did Mr. Hall decide? 6. How did he decide to prepare for the party? 7. What did the invited guests think of the party? 8. When did Mr. Hall congratulate himself on a very successful party? 9. What time was it when he got up the next morning? 10. What had happened at the scene of the previous day's party?